In Japan today, in a huge warehouse, engineers watched in anticipation as a countdown began. A six-story wooden model condominium was shaken by the equivalent of an earthquake. Had that quake been real, it would have been a magnitude 7.5 quake. It was a test, and it was said to be the largest simulated earthquake ever attempted with a wooden structure. John Vandelant of Colorado State University is the project director, and he now joins me from the Japanese city of Miki. And first of all, how did that six-story wooden structure fare in the artificial quake?
Well, it fared actually very, very well. We were expecting to see a little bit more damage, and in fact, when we entered the building after the earthquake, we saw just hairline cracks, and it performed excellently.
I want you to describe the setup. The condo, the six-story structure, was built on what I gather amounts to a huge table that shakes.
That's right. It's a steel cube that has a payload capacity that's about 2.5 million pounds. Our building was approaching about 1 million pounds. The table's about, floor plan is about 50 by 65 feet.
And what were you trying to determine?
We were trying to do two things. We were trying to determine how these types of buildings behave so that we can model them better, and then also to validate a new design approach.
A new design approach.
That's correct. It's something known as performance-based seismic design. We have all the components, say, 100, 200 components in a building. And if we design each one to basically withstand a certain level of earthquake, then we put them all together, it doesn't necessarily mean that the system as a whole is going to respond that same way. In performance-based seismic design, we treat it as a system approach, and so we design explicitly to get that performance at the system level.
You're testing the whole, not just the sum of the parts here in terms
of... That's right, and we're designing for the whole.
So what did you learn from today's test?
Well, we learned a couple of things. I'd say the major thing that we learned is that the design approach we developed in the course of our project over the last 4 years, we validated that. We learned that that does work. And then we learned that light frame wood structures can be designed for a major, major earthquake and perform very well. I mean, we had almost no damage, which is just astounding.
So tell me what's going through your mind as you're about to see a six-story wooden structure that's been built for the test. It's on the big shake table in Japan. And for all you know at that moment, if things haven't been calculated properly, you could be looking at a huge wood pile in a few minutes. What's going through your head at that time?
Well, that's actually a very good question, because I think what goes through my mind right before the test, when you hear the countdown, of course it's in Japanese, but you hear the countdown, 10, 9, 8, all the way down, and then I start to hear the shake table. I can see the shake table move. The first thing that goes to mind is I look at the base, I look at the roof, and I know the earthquake record so well. I know, if it was going to fail, I know when it would fail. So there's definitely some nerves. I don't know if I hold my breath or not. I can't remember. But
Well, Professor Vandelant, thank you very much for talking with us about it.
Okay, thank you very much.
That's John Vandelant of Colorado State University, but he spoke to us from Miki, Japan, where his group just tested a six-story wooden structure on a shake table. It was a simulated earthquake.